Jam Band News, we're taking the masks off. The emojis are done. I'm Kevin.
I'm Katie.
And our buddy Jim
is the man behind the scenes making all this happen.
We are Jam Band News.
We're Jam Band News.
Yeah. So let's kick it right off with festivals, because this weekend coming up is Memorial Day weekend, and you know what that means, Kevin.
Memorial Meltdown at Charles W. Woods Park in Saratoga?
Nope.
No. Lake George.
Lake George.
Yes.
This is one of the first festivals to kick off the summer season. And Memorial Meltdown is always a good time. This is the same spot where they usually have ADK, another amazing festival that happens at the end of the summer, otherwise known as Labor Day. So who do we got at Memorial Day Meltdown?
Annie in the Water. Let's see.
Talk.
Talk is going to be there.
Yeah.
Who else?
Dogs in a Pile.
I heard Twiddle is going to be playing both days.
Yeah, with Mahali as well.
And Friends?
Doing a solo set.
Yeah, all right.
Some Friends from Dogs in the Pile, since they just finished that tour together. So I'm sure they are friends.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So
we're going.
Absolutely. We're going to go and get some interviews and check back on Jam Band News.
If you see us walking around, say hi.
Absolutely. We're going to talk with Mirth Films too, because we love that Frankie, our award-winning friend named Frankie. So we're going to get up into what they're up to as well. That's Festival 1. What else we got this summer?
Peach is coming up soon.
Always a pleasure.
Who's playing at Peach? Everyone's playing at Peach.
Literally.
Who isn't playing at Peach?
Summer Camp is a huge one.
Last Summer Camp.
Yes.
Yeah. Sad.
It is sad.
But true.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, how do you prepare for a summer festival? What's some tips and tricks from the Yebro man himself?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I make sure I am pre-hydrated, rehydrated, and well-rested. Day one, not so bad. Day two, start to get a little rusty. If you're not prepared, day three can be a nightmare for me, for anyone.
Absolutely.
So I would say hydration, packing your cooler, making sure that you've got all the stuff you need, cash on hand, prior preparation prevents a piss poor festival.
Yeah. Festival with a PH. That was a good one. Also, if you are consuming alcohol, just remember that alcohol dehydrates you. So if you're in a summer sun, make sure that you're alternating your alcohol beverage with a nice bottle of water. And that'll help you not get that headache and that ugh at the end of the night.
Right. Gator Light, an infusion of minerals, an oxygen session before you go to a festival. But maybe an instant up tent so you don't get in a fight with your significant person that you're with.
Yes, and I also suggest that maybe you pre-try out your tent from last season, get those spiders out, get some of the mold stink out, and remember how to put those poles together. So, yeah, so when that first note strikes and you're not sitting there going, ugh, trying to figure out how to put up your tent, because you don't want to do it at the end of the night. Poof! We've seen that.
No.
I've seen people literally sleeping on their tent, which is just on the ground.
The taco.
It's the taco.
You just lay around.
Right.
Okay, what are we going to talk about
so
next?
Speaking of tacos, nothing to do with tacos, but the Dead & Company are in their final stretch, and they're kicking it up into high gear.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's because Billy dropped out, bailed out, ducked out, but who replaced him?
Jay Lane.
Who's that?
He's really famous, and he's really good, and he's from another band that everyone knows about. Which one was that?
That is extremely kind of you.
Well, whoever he is,
Jay Lane plays a lot of Grateful Dead stuff, and he's amazing, and he's kicking ass with Mickey Hart.
He's bringing the tempo up. Sounds like O'Teal is just crushing it.
They started last night. Was the first night. It was at the Talking Stick.
I don't think it was the first night, because they played the Warfield earlier last week, but last night was a great night. Let's just talk about that.
Yesterday, they played at the Talking Stick Resort Amphitheater in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, it was like 106 degrees out. People were melting.
It wasn't the easiest event to get into.
No.
I think they were checking every nook and cranny. All grassroots hats, stash spots were checked, for sure. But they opened up with Feel Like a Stranger. which was incredible, from their 1980 album, Go to Heaven. And then they played Alabama Getaway, also from the 1980s album.
Jerry with an aura.
There was a dark star in the first set. Woo! That was like kind of pretty epic.
Yeah.
And they finished with Casey Jones. Can you believe it? Here Comes Sunshine was the opener for the second set.
Just like J-Rad last week.
Yeah. And at some point in the night, O'Teal pulled out an electric banjo that has six strings on it. His face was in this little tribal. He had these pattern on his face. It looked totally amazing. They played I Need a Miracle. They played Death Don't Have No Mercy. U.S. Blues finished the set, and they encored with Ripple.
Woo!
Pretty smoking.
Well, if you can get tickets, because they're starting to go fast, and or they're already gone, but if you could try to get them for at least close to face, check out Cash a Trade for that. You should go and see them before they decide that they're done.
We're definitely going. I've seen The Dead. I've seen Further. I've seen Dead and Company. I've seen Fare Thee Well. We've seen Fillin' Friends.
What about the other ones?
Dark Star Orchestra. The other ones.
Uh-huh.
All of it.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going.
So now we What's come next? To a segment that we would like to continue to do each time we do a digest, which is new and upcoming bands that maybe you're following and maybe you've never heard of before. But we have done a little dig of a deep dive on some of these bands, and we want to tell you a little bit about them. So first up on the docket is One Time Weekend.
Love these kids.
Yeah, One Time Weekend. They're from West Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut just crushing the young band scene right now. They are a trio. Yes?
No.
Four. No, I'm sorry. There's no keys. There are two guitarists who rip. There is a bassist and a drummer. And they are so good. We went and saw a show where they played a Tool cover.
Yeah.
And then they played that Kanye West song.
Yeah.
Cover. But in between their originals, they just dropped a brand new album. It's called Fire It Up. And we absolutely love it. We're excited to see how these guys grow. We're excited to see more of them. They are playing here at Memorial Meltdown this weekend. So we'll definitely get a chance to check them out and get a chat in with them.
Brian Messer and Eddie Soderlund are their managers. And we love those guys. They're so awesome.
They're going to be playing some free shows. Heads up, Virginia and North Carolina. A bunch of free shows coming at you. Nothing better than checking out a new band and not having to pay a cover. And they're going to be at Peach. And this is a perfect segue to say that Eggy also played Peach. And they played Peach right after the pandemic lifted. They were given, did you know this story?
Yep.
They were given the first slot Thursday afternoon, which is normally Puke City for a band, because who the heck is there? Oh, you know what they're doing? They're setting up their tents. But not that year. That year, everyone was so jonesing for music that they all rushed to whoever was playing first, and that band happened to be Eggy.
Knocked it out. And they're still riding the high off that.
Absolutely.
And they're just great musicians and really great
kids.
Yes,
we're going to focus a lot more on Eggy in a different section. But we are really excited for our buddies at One Time Weekend, because playing Peach is a rite of passage for new bands, and we wish them nothing but the best. Who else are you keeping your eye on right now?
Annie in the Water.
Oh, Annie in the Water.
Mike, Brad, and the whole crew.
Oh, Josh, everybody. They're such a great, they're just wonderful.
They just won the Capital Region's Edison Music Award for Best Jam Band. Bravo,
woo!
Bravo. They are playing the Alexander Bay Cruise on July 1st.
Oh, we love boat shows.
They're playing Saranac Lake in August, a hometown throwdown for those guys. We love Annie in the Water.
They're also going to be at Memorial Meltdown.
Opening up Memorial Meltdown at 2:30 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
We're going to see them. We can't wait to see them.
So next up, out of Asbury Park, New Jersey, are our friends Dogs in a Pile.
Dip.
Otherwise known as Dip. These guys went from they're on a straight trajectory.
Yeah.
I mean, they are just crushing it. First they toured with Twiddle, then they toured with Haley Jane.
Then they just played an after party in Iceland for the Disco Biscuits.
Yeah, two nights with the Disco Biscuits. They're also playing a a show, The Catskill Jubilee, which is headlined by Disco Biscuits, and that's...
yeah. Katie, they're playing every single festival. You remember that?
I do.
Electric Forest, Peach, on the same day as Umphrey's. Northlands, Catskill Music, Mountain Jubilee. Catskill Mountain Jubilee. Yeah.
Wow.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, these dudes are crushing it. And hey, also going to be at Memorial Meltdown, and we can't wait to see them too. Next up, have you heard of Neighbor?
Yeah, but I didn't know it was a side project of Pink Talking Fish until I did my research today.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Tell us more, Kev.
Sure. Neighbor, they are amazing right now. They are, where are they playing?
They just debuted their first single called Take Me Alive off of their self-titled album, which was released on May 19th. It was a huge show. You got to buy tickets in advance. I know my buddy Scott Marks was there. What's up, Scott?
I just got an update from one of our producers that Neighbor is going to be doing the national anthem at Fenway on June 20-something.
7th. June 27th.
Yes.
Wow.
That's huge. Bravo.
That is
good
huge.
Job, Neighbor.
That is really cool.
Tom, congratulations. You guys are killing it.
Yes. Yes.
Keep going.
Absolutely. Tom Papp and all of the friends at Soundcheck Studios. We just love Neighbor. I think that they personally sound like A-L-O. I think that his voice is beautiful and melodic, which a lot of times is missing from a lot of jam bands. And
welcome to the neighborhood.
I am a huge fan of Neighbor. I'll say it now.
All right.
And rounding out our...
up-and-comers.
Our handful is otherwise known as D2C2. Who's that?
Daniel Donato.
Yeah.
And the Cosmic Crew.
That's it. They are selling out shows left and right. He is ripping his guitar everywhere he could go.
Like strawberries and cream.
Yes. He is playing Trouble No More Festival with Taz and Karina Reichman. That's happening on June 8th in Atlanta. Obviously, it is a nod to the Allman Brothers. And they... he and his crew there are just absolutely killing it, and we cannot wait to see how far he goes.
One of the biggest rising stars, and he's not a prodigy, but a
can you imagine
phenom.
Him and Taz doing a duel?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just so cool. That's going to be a really, really good show.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Hot off the press today. I don't know. Did you see that Mahali cover?
Yeah. Circles. Post Malone.
Post Malone.
Scott Hanna and Sean from Kitchen Dwellers.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
That's cool.
I love when
just
artists,
came out.
Yeah, I love when artists go a little bit out of their wheelhouse and play songs and cover songs that, you know, who does that really well?
Who?
Umphrey's.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, they play Rush.
I am a huge fan of those mashups back in the day. I don't know that they still do those.
Yeah, they might.
I mean, they should, because those mashups were they got a lot of people hooked that might not have been hooked. I am not a huge prog rock fan, but I certainly love a good cover, and they're, in my opinion, one of the best bands covering other songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
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 So what do you say? Jam band news? We're looking forward to do this every week, and we're going to be wrapping up the shows that we went to.
Hey, and if you
what
see
else?
Us...
Yeah. Now that the emojis are gone.
Yeah, now that you know who we are.
She doesn't have that
us.
Many freckles. Oh, wait, in a week she will.
If you see us, come and say hi, and let's like do a little interview and a little chat. We would love to know what you hear, what you know, what you think, and yeah, we're open to all of it.
Yeah, and we're just doing a lighthearted take on the jam band scene, and we appreciate you guys watching.
And if you're a new and upcoming band and you want to be featured on our up and coming special, please reach out to us and let us know who you are, and we would love to help promote your band.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is Jam Band News saying thanks for watching, thanks for listening. Let's go see some live music.
Peace.
Eat my dinner. Fancy restaurant, but nothing. Said nothing can take away these blues like jam band news, cause nothing compares. Nothing compares to jam band news. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to jam band news.